It's the trends, Neil Atkinson with Josh Williams. Listen, we're recording this before I've gone to Australia, which means that Arsenal have played one more game, and so have the other sides racing for the Champions League places. I'm saying that because it's going to be important to this show, the way in which it's going to work. So you already know a little bit more than we do about the race for the Champions League places at the time of recording. I want you to respect that as we go all the way through, but by all means, feel smug about it. If you want to get stuck into us as well, I'm all right with that. We can relax, can't we?
Well, it depends. Please go easy.
You want to say that, but Josh is absolutely can't wait until the end of the season to slaughter Man United one last time as he sits there all the way through. I want to start off, though, at the time of recording, there's a 15-point gap, Liverpool to Arsenal. It might still be a 15-point gap when people are hearing this. It might have gone to 12. Let's just entertain the idea it's gone to 12. What I think both the broader media are finding a little difficult and Arsenal fans are understandably finding very difficult is almost accepting Liverpool are 12 points better than Arsenal or have been this season. I think I'm going to run through some stats here, but my view is, and that's fair enough, I think Liverpool have been 12 points better than Arsenal this season. I think come the end of it all, I think that Liverpool deserve a double-digit gap between them and Arsenal at the end of this campaign, because I think that's everything we've seen from this point.
Yeah, I agree. There's been this heavy thing on like Liverpool being lucky and things like that, and I wrote a speech on it recently. I think Liverpool have been relatively lucky in the sense that there's no one anywhere near them. And usually, as good as Liverpool have been, they would be. Having said that, I think Liverpool also, and the two things can exist together. I think Liverpool also, you know, perfectly justifiable champions.
Yeah.
And certainly good enough to win it most years that the Premier League's been in existence. So, yeah, there's a lot of discourse about Arsenal and all this.
Got on screen at the minute the way it's gone, and I just keep coming back to Liverpool this season. I played 29, won 21, drawn 7, lost 1. And I sort of think won 21, drawn 7, lost 1. From the games I've watched, which is all of them, feels about right.
Yeah. There's
been a couple where maybe they've drawn them and they deserve to win. There's been a couple where maybe they've won them and they deserve to draw. But I'm just sort of the view. I've been watching these matches, and that is, with my lived experience, there's been halves where Liverpool haven't been good enough, or 20-minute stretches where Liverpool haven't been good enough. But then on the whole, they've found ways to improve upon that and grown into games when they've needed to. I think they definitely deserve to lose the game that they lost to Nottingham Forest. And as I say, there's a couple of others where you can maybe but even that, you know, Newcastle away, the 3-3, they're not very good first half. But they are 3-2 up when the board goes up.